business, my brothers and sisters. In a few days' time, we shall go home for 11 months. And this will apparently be a time of empty waiting. But it'll probably be the most fertile time of the whole synod, the time of germination. As Jesus said, the kingdom of God is as somebody who would scatter seed on the ground and would sleep and rise night and day, and the seed would sprout and grow, and he knows not how. We've listened to hundreds of thousands of words during these last 3 weeks. Sometimes we have thought too many words. Most of these words have been positive, words of hope and aspiration. And these are words sown in the soil of the church. And they will be at work in our lives, in our imagination, in our subconscious, during these 11 months. When the moment is ripe, they will bear fruit. The Austrian poet René Marie Rilke said, in spite of all the farmer's work and worry, he can't reach down to where the seed is slowly transmuted into summer. The earth bestows. Although nothing may appear to be happening, we can be confident that if our words are loving, they will bud, flower in the lives of people whom we do not know. As St. Thérèse of Lisieux said, quoted recently by the Holy Father, c'est la confiance, rien que la confiance, qui doit nous conduire à la mort. It's confidence, and nothing but confidence, that leads us to love. These 11 months will be like a pregnancy. So Abraham and Sarah are promised they will have descendants more numerous than sand on the seashore. But nothing appears to happen. Sarah laughs when she hears this promise the third or fourth time as she listens hidden in the tent to the strangers in Genesis 18. Probably a bitter, sweet laugh. She's heard it all before and she remains barren. But in a year's time, she will bear a child of laughter. So we, my sisters and my brothers, we are pregnant with new life. If you will forgive me, this reminds me of the first time I ever tried to make a speech in Spanish in Latin America. A bishop got confused, which is very rare. He thought I was an Irish Franciscan instead of an English Dominican. I explained, he blushed, and I said, El obispo está embarazado. I meant to say, the bishop is embarrassed. Unfortunately, it meant the bishop is pregnant. This is a time of active waiting. Let me repeat the words of Simone Weil I quoted during the retreat. We do not obtain the most precious gifts by going in search of them, but by waiting for them. This way of waiting, looking, is in the first place attentive. The soul empties itself of its own contents in order to receive the human being it's looking at, just as he or she is, in all their truth. This is profoundly countercultural. The global culture of our time is often polarized, aggressive, dismissive of other people's views. The cry is, on whose side are you? When we go home, people will ask, did you fight for our side? Did you oppose those unenlightened other people? We shall need to be profoundly prayerful to resist the temptation to succumb to a party political way of thinking. That would be to fall back into the sterile, barren language of much of our conflictual society. It's not the synodal way. The synodal process is organic and ecological rather than competitive. It's more like planting a tree than winning a battle. Sometimes battles are unavoidable. Think of St. Athanasius. But as such, it will be hard for many people to understand what we are doing, sometimes including ourselves. But if we keep our minds and our hearts open to the people whom we have met here, vulnerable to their hopes and fears, their words will germinate in our lives and ours in theirs. And there will be an abundant harvest, a fuller truth. The church will be renewed. Humanity's first vocation in paradise was to be gardeners. Adam tended creation, speaking God's creative words, naming the animals. We shall have some gardening to do during these 11 months, my brothers and sisters, to nurture the tender plant that is this synod. Will we speak fertile, hope-filled words, or words that are destructive and cynical? Will our words nurture the crop or be poisonous? Will we be the gardeners of the future or trapped in old, sterile conflicts? We each choose. St. Paul said to the Ephesians, let no corrupting talk come out of your mouths, but only such as is good for building up as fits the occasion, that it may give grace to those who hear.
Grazie, Padre Timothy. Ora 2 minuti di silenzio.